أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. After the mission of Mount Sinai, it's an honor that we are here in Mount Sinai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support everyone who supports this month. Allah said in Holy Quran, obey him, obey his Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi abduhu salatu wa salam, and obey those who have an authority. And who did obey, he is going to know what might happen to him.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cleared for us everything through the message of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. Time, but for every time. If you really love Allah, he said, follow, fattabi'uni, follow me. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is revealing to him, Ya Muhammad, say to people, if you really love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me. When you follow me, Allah loves you. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when that verse was revealed in the time of Prophet and to Sahaba. They were present. He said, follow me. Follow my footsteps. So Sahaba were looking and performing. They were seeing and acting. When Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into Isra and Mi'raj and came back, he said, Allah called me to his presence in the night of journey. No one said to him, Sadaqta ya Rasulallah, from first time, except Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Sayyidina Umar was still questioning. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq's iman, if you put the whole world iman on one side of a balance and put Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq iman on the other side of the balance, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq iman is heavier. No question. Nothing. Prophet said, I went into Isra and Mi'raj, said, Sadaqta ya Rasulallah. No need for to tell that he saw on the way this caravan, and he saw on that way that caravan, and he described Masjid al-Aqsa. Sayyidina Abu Bakr didn't ask. Because he said, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. تَبِعُونِي in what? Follow me in what? Follow me in submission. Complete submission. He submit himself to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, فَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. Come to homes from its doors. And the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. That's why you say la ilaha illallah 1 million times, it's not counted until you say Muhammad Rasulullah. Non-Muslim, they say La ilaha illallah. They believe in God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they don't say Muhammad or Rasulullah, doesn't mean anything. Means he is the door. Don't eliminate him. Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq never doubt, never he had doubt. Full ittiba, full submission. Sayyidina Muhammad said, this is like that? He said, yes, like that. He doesn't use his reasoning. He doesn't use his mind in front of Prophet. He didn't say, why, Ya Muhammad, how you went up cannot be. Sayyidina Umar came to Sayyidina Abu Bakr and said, Ya Abu Bakr, look what your friend is saying. He said, Sadaqa Rasulullah. No question. Don't argue with me. Don't ask me. If Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, that is black, he say it's black. If he say this white, it's white. No question. If Sirah tells us that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, and there was in the, he entered the cave, and there was at the door of the cave spider and pigeon, we believe without questioning that is Islam. It's not us, it's not up to us to ask and question what Prophet's tradition is. Today every one of us is using his reasoning. You read one hadith to one person, you say, I never heard this hadith. Are you not going to hear this hadith? You are not professional in this business. You never study hadith to know if this hadith exists or not. That's why it is very important for us, we are not scholars. And these scholars are not a'imma. There is big difference between alim and imam. Today they use imam, this Arabic word, it's used too much for everyone. What you say?
Loosely.
A'imma in Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, there are four imams that Muslims accept. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. That's it. These are a'immatul muslimin. Your ilm cannot go beyond them. They were from tabi'in and tabi'at tabi'in. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the best century is my century and century that follows and the century that follows. The first 300 years of Hijrah. Means including these four a'imma, four imams. So your ilm, wherever is going to go high, wherever you are going to get, we are going to get PhDs in Islamic studies, never our ilm is going to reach the ilm of these imams, four imams of Islam. Sayyidina Imam Malik said, I have 900 teachers, 300 in fiqh, and 600 in maqam al-ihsan and maqam tazkiyatul nafs. Means in spirituality. In his life, he used 900 teachers through his life. 300 teachers in ulum sharia. 300. He was listening to 300. And 600 ulum al-haqiqa, realities. These are imams. Our ilm cannot go beyond them. So it's our duty to follow what they have shown us from getting up to the pyramid of the Sharia and bringing it down slowly, 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 slowly to us to understand. Unfortunately, we cannot be ulama by ourselves without learning Today we are wasting our time instead of following a alim that he knows and describe to us in an easy way what we need to know. We are trying to beginning to give fatwas here and fatwas there, and we don't know anything from fatwas. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Allah, follow me." Sayyidina Abu Bakr, what he did? He followed. No question. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. At that time Allah loves you. When Allah loves you, what will happen? مَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. My servant, when he tries to approach me through voluntary worshipness, not obligations. Obligations, you have to do them. You cannot run away and say, I cannot do my obligation. No one can say, I cannot do my... He has to do his obligations. Allah said, this is a duty on you. But on top of that, what you have to do? Voluntary worshipness. Nawafil. If you do nawafil, مَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّ. I will love him. When he approached me through voluntary worshipness, I will love him. Like prayer sunnah before Maghrib. It's not an obligation. It's a sunnah. Praying sunnah before Isha, it's not an obligation. It's a sunnah. Like praying Salatul Duha by 12 o'clock when the sun is nearly to the middle, 8 raka'ats. When you pray Salatul Ishraq, Salatul Awwabin, Salatul Tahajjud, that is what is considered Nawafil. Fasting Mondays and Thursdays and whatever days are in these 3 months, important months, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan. If you approach Allah through voluntary worshipness, He said, I will love you. When I love you, I will be your ears that you can hear with. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. I will give him a hearing. What Allah is going to give you a hearing? You are hearing already. What Allah will give? What kind of hearing Allah is going to give you?
Understand.
That is, he didn't say understand. He said hearing. I give you a hearing. Means I give you something that people cannot hear, you can hear. Might be tasbihul malaika. Might be tasbihul jibal. Why not? When Allah say, I will give you, kuntu sam'ahu alladhi yasma'u bihi. I will give him a hearing that he can hear with. I will give him basaruhu alladhi yubsiru bihi. I will make his eyes to see through my power. I give him a power, a sight that he is able to see. What to see? I am seeing already. No, to see what is behind this wall.
Vision.
Like Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar, what he did? When he took off Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid, Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid was the biggest, the greatest warrior,
army general
in the time of Prophet, in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, came to Sayyidina Umar. And Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid, one of the biggest Sahaba, and commander. Sayyidina Umar came to Khilafah. What he did first? He took out all kullu rutab, all what?
Titles
of Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid, and he assigned Sariya to be the commander-in-chief. He is 20 years of age. He said, you don't need. Khalid Walid, you be a soldier. Allahu Akbar. How it is difficult. How it is a difficult for a person today. He is up, being assigned up on the top by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, came to tell Sayyidina Umar, reducing him down to a normal soldier. To normal soldier. And assigning who? Sari. Allahu Akbar. He didn't say no. He said, as Amir al-Mu'mineen is suggesting, I'm fighting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not fighting for Sayyidina Umar. I'm fighting for what Allah wants me to do. I'm submitting to the will of Allah, since this is Amir al-Mu'mineen, means he is doing what Allah wants. He didn't say no, went and shoot. Like today, people, they make coup d'etat, they make revolutions. For what revolutions? Surrender! You live peacefully. Let your ego down. Our sickness today, in everywhere, that we are arrogant, proud of ourselves, that we know everything. We have money. We are rich, some people, businessmen are rich. Oh, we have to have everyone under our feet. Professors, or doctors, or engineers, or scholars, or teachers, like us, sorry, sir, like me, wants to be also high. For what? Reduce yourself down. You came with no clothes, you are going with no clothes. Nothing going to benefit you except your submission. Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid said, yes, he knows better than me. He resigned. And he didn't say, I'm leaving, like other people, they leave. He said, no, I will be a normal soldier within the army under the command of this young boy. And he اشتغل له بإخلاص. He worked for him with complete loyalty. No doubts in his heart against Saria. Was working as he should work as a soldier, not thinking as a commander anymore. Sayyidina Umar, Allah knows, Allah gave them vision. He was able to communicate. That's why, one of the reasons, hidden reasons, that he was able to communicate with Saria through what you call today telepathy. Speaking from far away. That incident of Sayyidina Umar, today, according to scientists, you can speak tawarud al-afkar. You can understand what goes inside
reading minds.
Whatever in your mind, whatever in our mind, we can communicate from far. But no one was able, till today, scientists, they are able to, with focusing and meditating and doing muraqabah, very hard struggling against the ego, will give them that power that they can communicate with each other. And this is very well known today. But no one is able today, 21st century, no one is able, as the Sahaba of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were able 1400 years ago to do, today they cannot do. No one can do except through Islam. Not only Tawarud al-afkar, the reading minds and sending information to each other, but vision. He was able to see. Is that? He saw Saria. Yeah. Seeing him from far away and speaking with him, and Saria is speaking with Sayyidina Umar, and Sayyidina Umar was on the minbar giving the Friday khutbah. He was able to see his vision.
1500 miles.
1500 miles. From Madinatul Munawwara to Sham.
To see.
He was able to see him as, not seeing him like a video or anything. Allah gave him that vision. That is ittiba'. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni. And if you love Allah, follow me. Allah loves you. When Allah loves you, He gives you that. You think Allah took that away? Allah never takes something when He gives. It is there between the Ummah. That verse of Quran and that hadith is not only for Sahaba. It's from the beginning of the time till the end of the time. Why then we are refusing and saying, no way, there is no such thing today? Of course there is no such thing today, because we are blind. فَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Who is blind here, he is blind there. Of course we are not able to see because we are blind. But if Allah wants you to have sight, vision, you will not be blind. You cannot ignore that. Today they are ignoring the miracle of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he migrated. Today I just heard it before I came here. I just heard it, that even the pigeon and the spider that they have built their nest, and the spider his nest you call it, web on the entrance of the cave, they are saying, Muslim scholars, they are saying, no, this is false, not correct. If they came to that level, later they might say Isra and Mi'raj also wrong. Already they are saying Isra and Mi'raj by spirit, not by soul, not by spirit and body. They are already saying Isra and Mi'raj by soul only. You heard that? Must be. They are refusing some that it is by body. So that's why today the most important is when we read something to contemplate and understand what is behind the meaning. People are not able to bring up these tafasir. It's very difficult for people to understand today. Look, hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kullu bnei Adam yafna illa ujmu dhanab. All the body of a human being disintegrate except but ujmu dhanab, the coccyx. That lowest particle in the back, lowest bone. Who is a doctor here?
Dr. Isha.
Ah, you heard that hadith before? Authentic hadith. The whole body goes. Except that. This is hadith, this is not Quran. There are scientific issues in the hadith, there are scientific issues in the Holy Quran, discoveries that they are discovering now. So ulama wants to know, when they begin to read that hadith, said this is completely strange. They go, there is nothing from a human being in the grave, finished. But Prophet said everything in the body disappear except that bone. So scientists took more than 100 different coccyx from 100 dead people. When they died, before burying them, they took that. They took it, and they cremated under very high fire pressure.
That's true.
What you say?
It's true. True.
What happened? They found still under microscope these cells are living. Not dead. They took it and they crushed it under high pressure like dust powder. They checked, still living. How he knew 1400 years? That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing his greatness, that if you follow Muhammad, you reach to me, to my door. I gave him what you, for everyone, what they need. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you mercy for humanity. Rahma, from Ismur Rahim and from Ismur Rahman. Allah dressed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from these two attributes. When he dressed him, he became وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَأُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah said, he described Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَأُوفٌ وَرَحِيمٌ. رَأُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He is being dressed with these two different attributes. That's why Allah called him وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, means he is being dressed with Rahman and Rahim, from these two attributes. Rahman, that he will be looking after his ummah in dunya, and Rahim, he will be looking after his ummah in akhirah for forgiveness. That's why Allah gave him shafa'ah, because he dressed him with that. Rahim for akhirah, for maghfirah. Allah dressed him. That's why Surah Al-Fatiha, the first surah in Holy Quran, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he left dunya, he was saying where every surah has to be. So Fatiha was saying it will be the Fatiha to Quran, the beginning. So if you look at that surah, you see all of it always indicating oneness to Allah. It's related to creation. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka. Everything to him. What is the last surah of Quran? Surah An-Nas. First surah describing the beginning of Quran for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing his oneness. Last surah means the, between the first and the last, ending you this Holy Quran coming to you until it reaches Surah An-Nas. That is your end here. قل أعوذ رب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Every ayah there is indication of الناس. Every ayah in Al-Fatiha indication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Between beginning and end means I am sending this Holy Quran to end with ناس. So what we have to do? We have to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. And I think it's 2:09 already. This is correct?
Yeah, 9:05.
Yeah, so we will never finish if we continue. Imam Sanad is saying time is over. So, but the most important is that ittiba. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Allah, follow me. Allah loves you. When Allah loves you, Prophet described in the hadith. So our duty today is ittiba'un Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the footsteps of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't only theoretically accept it, but act on it. Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid, when he died, he was the biggest warrior. In his body, in his biography, he has more than 100 wounds from swords. And never he died from these swords. He died on his bed. Means, ajal, death is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't say because if I run outside jogging, like crazy mentally people are jogging outside, saying, oh, this is going to make my life longer. Many people, they say that, isn't it? And run, my life will be longer. How your life be longer? لا يستقدمون ساعة ولا يستأخرون. Not 1 second more or 1 second less. When the ajal comes, it comes. You run, you might run from west coast to east coast, doesn't help. Allah, in Allah's hand. So we are one day Allah calling us. No one is going to run from that. No way. Allah is going to ask what you have done for me. Did you follow ittiba' of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did you following his footsteps? What we will say? Oh Allah, yeah, we were following. And Allah say, how? Wallahi, we were smoking too much in dunya.
They don't do that? These rich people.
Cannot speak with them. We were having 10 cars, Rolls Royce, Bentley, Mercedes.
What Mercedes? You know them?
Different kinds. Ah, Allah, what else? Jaguars. What?
Limousine.
Who? You are old like me. Limousine. Yeah. Bank accounts in the bank. Lot of bank accounts. Lot of real estate. Lot of money. So we did best, our best for dunya. What do you want more?
Is that?
Allah said, do whatever you can do for dunya. I am with you, even if you have billions. But spent it in Allah's way. Allah is not saying to you, don't do in dunya. Sayyidina Ali said, as I mentioned yesterday, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا. Do for your dunya as if you are living forever, but do for your akhirah as if you are dying tomorrow. Means never mind, you be rich, alhamdulillah, be rich, but give في سبيل الله. Give in the way of Allah, don't be stingy.
Tomorrow you are not going to be like this.
Yeah, that's what's the most important, that you are, Sayyidina Ali says, you are, think that you are dying tomorrow, so how you are going to, you give, I get this day, I give it tomorrow in the evening. There was one, and we end with this, one very big pious person in Damascus 200 years ago, is a very known story in his book, in his followers' book, that before he sleeps, he go to sleep, whatever he has at home, he give it out. He doesn't leave anything in his home for next day. Now we have storages full of freezers and groceries. We have a lot. You, me, everyone. Especially you have chocolates too much. Yeah. Abdul Fattah, meat. You have a lot of meat. Freezers. This one, chocolates, biscuits and sugars. Amir, I don't know how much he has.
Ice cream,
huh? That's why he's fat, cannot sit. Yusuf, look.
He sits very well, look. But you cannot sit like him.
For a short period, maybe.
Yeah, look, he 10 hours he can sit like that, never will change. Why? He was a soldier in North Korea, or South Korea or North Korea? Vietnam.
Vietnam.
He was eating Vietnamese, you know.
The truth.
He can see them at dark, they cannot see him. Catch them, slaughter them, fi sabilillah. And then barbecue them, rotisserie, and eat them. They're not human being, lambs. No, she, no. Yeah. They have a lot of goats and cows there, especially in India. They don't eat the cows there.
They don't eat.
Catch one from the street and eat it. So where we arrived?
Chocolates.
Chocolates?
Storage.
Storage. Before storage.
About this guy in Damascus.
Ah, Damascus.
He was giving everything.
Giving fi sabilillah everything. After Salatul Isha one night, he came home. He has his daughter. He doesn't have his wife. She died, passed away. He saw his daughter sleeping. He went. There is nothing. It's 12 o'clock. After finishing with the masjid, he went home. He went to sleep. He was not able to sleep. Not able to sleep. Means there is something wrong in the kitchen. He went looking in the kitchen. He distributed everything by Maghrib time. There is still, he cannot find anything. He went to his daughter, waked her up. He said, is there any food in the house? She said, no. He said, think well. She said, yes. Someone came at Isha prayer asking for you. He brought 2 legs of meat. And I put them over the cupboard. And I forgot about them. She said, okay, go to sleep. She went to sleep. He went up. He saw the 2 legs of lamb. He took them. Where to give them now? It's too late. It's too late. He has to give them. He cannot sleep. Eat them to get to you. He went out. He didn't see anyone. Everyone sleeping. It's not like today, you have electricity, you have cars in the street. No, finish. Everyone is sleeping. He looked, he saw the dogs and the cats. He went to cut them and give the dogs and give the cats. Give the dogs and give them. It was for them a feast. For the dogs and the cats. He distributed, he went back happy. He slept before Fajr. By 1 hour, he wake up to the masjid. He's walking out of the house, dogs and cats walking behind him. Reach to the masjid, they behind him. Enter the masjid, they are entering. How you are going to enter dogs in the masjid? So his followers, students came and pushing the dogs. He said, leave them. I'm not going to inside the mosque, but I am standing here to give you a lesson. How many years you are with me learning? With me? Some of them 20 years, some of them 30 years, teaching Sharia, fiqh, and spirituality. He said, one time I gave them something, they become loyal and sincere to me. Look, they are following me. Ittiba. 20, 30 years I am teaching you and giving you, and no one is making ittiba to Allah and His Prophet. These animals, from one time I gave them what they like, they're running behind me. If we do not run behind Allah and His Prophet, we're never going to succeed in Akhirah. Where us now today, 21st century, from these pious people that they have passed away and left their stories behind them.
Oh Muslims, this dunya is ending. You are going to accept or not to accept. You are leaving this one day, and we are going to the grave. If you are not going to feel what is going to be the loneliness in the grave, in dunya, you are never going to succeed. And that's why Prophet ﷺ said, from the sunnah to lay down between Salatul Sunnah and Salatul Fajr, to lay down thinking about the grave. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ فَالْحُكْمُ لِلَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْقَدِيرِ. We on our right side facing Qibla, remembering that one day we are going to be like that. It is sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today no one doing that sunnah, no one remembering the grave. And might be, if I will, you allow me to say, and I ask forgiveness from all of you, that if you allow me, many Muslims today are not praying even Fajr prayers. Forget about the Sunnah. The Fajr prayer they are not praying, because it is very difficult. We are seeing every this thing difficult, and how we are wanting to save ourselves from Allah's punishment. Yes, you can, and that only by shafa'atun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah put us under the shafa'atun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And we are helpless and weak servant, we know that. Ya Rabbi, we know that we are helpless, we are weak, we are sinners. If you don't forgive us, who is going to forgive us? If you don't mercy us, who is going to send us mercy? If you don't send us to paradise, who is going to send us to paradise? Ya Rabbi, we are coming to your door where you don't reject anyone. As you said, as Prophet said in his hadith, the famous hadith, Allahumma inni as'aluka وأتوجه إليك بنبيك محمد نبي الرحمة. يا محمد إني أتوجه بك إلى ربي في حوائجي لتقضى، اللهم شفعه فينا بجاهه عندك يا الله. وبحرمة الفاتحة. تقبل الله.